Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Where to start? I guess we'll start with this. Eddie saw two celebrities working out at a public gym.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. I mean, you go in there.
Why?
Well, it's because it's a public gym. Like, there's just normal people working out there, and then you see these two celebrities amongst the scrubs, and I'm like, what are you guys doing? You don't have like gyms at your house?
Do you consider yourself a scrub?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, I'm in there with everyone else.
Got it. Okay, so I guess I wouldn't think you would be as affected since you live here.
It's still crazy, though.
Okay, got
it. You see these celebs, and Lunchbox, you agree with me. Like,
but how big of a celeb?
One A-lister.
Oh, like a real
one. And I would say
one
B-ish lister.
Who?
By the way, B-list is pretty big.
Yeah. Yeah, like you see them, and you're like, it would be more of like, I know that person's famous from something.
Oh, that would be C-lister.
That'd be like C-lister.
Oh. Yeah.
If you don't know who
they
are.
A is like entertainer, that you're massive, Garth Brooks.
A. Well, there's definitely an A in there.
B is almost to that category, but not quite. Like Thomas Rhett. Like, okay. That's still a massive star.
Maybe C then.
C would be, I don't want to keep assigning people. Yeah,
examples.
Well, you're about to do that. But okay, who was the C-lister?
Charles Esten.
Oh, yeah. Charles is a pretty normal dude, though. Yes.
Pretty normal dude. But I'm thinking he's got like, he was on Outer Banks. Mm-hmm. Jesse.
He's gotten famous like 3 times in his life, which is crazy.
Right.
From Whose Line? When he was young.
The improv show.
Yeah. And then Nashville, he got super famous. And then Outer Banks, he's famous again. Like, yeah. That guy has just
doing it.
Yeah.
And you would think he'd have a mansion with a gym in his house, but no, he's working out with the rest of us.
And then was he working out with the A-lister?
Dude, he was by himself just working out. No.
These oh, so two, then they...
They weren't even talking to each other. I don't even know if they knew they were there together.
What'd you just do to your face?
I have a guess on the A-lister because my friend saw a big-time A-lister at a gym, and I was shocked.
Speaking of which, hey, Ray, I worked out with Sam this weekend.
Oh, tell me.
What'd you guys do?
Chest, shoulders, biceps, cardio?
Hey, Ray, you want to hear something crazy?
Yeah, tell me something.
I worked out with Sam this weekend, dude.
You did too?
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
that's dope.
We went to a workout group, like our trainer, Kevin, had a big charity thing, and Sam came out.
Dang.
Yeah, hung with him the whole time.
Dude, I never even see that dude out at anything.
Sam's so very normal.
Is he really an A-lister?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
Yeah, Sam's like the most normal dude ever, and he's a monster. Like,
was he going shirt off?
No.
He would.
I'm not gonna say he doesn't keep to himself. He's just quiet.
I know why he was there. Now it makes sense.
Dude, he's a lumberjack.
Him and Klug they work out.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's a lumberjack. He looks like a, like the paper towel dude.
He's massive.
Bounty.
He's Brawny.
Brawny.
What'd you say? Bounty.
Bounty, there's bounty paper towels.
Is there a bounty man, though? That's a real question. Is there a bounty man?
No, I just mixed them up.
Bounty is the quicker picker.
Because I would have just gone with bounty, been like, oh, yeah, not thought about it, but it does make sense. It's Bronny.
It is.
Okay.
No. Oh, that's Mr. Clean.
Would you say that Sam Hunt has his own gym in his mansion?
Probably has something. But it's one of those where I'm a little too close to the situation, so I don't want to act like I don't know, but I don't want to give away personal information.
Okay.
Fair on that one?
Sure.
Do you respect that?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
Was he trying to get a workout in, or was he just there?
No, we all worked out together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it a race type thing, or you guys were all just, everybody just push what you can?
Yeah.
It was a group. There were like 60 people there on top of a parking garage.
Right. I saw pictures from it.
Mm-hmm. And so we had a group. There was like three groups of 15, 20 people, maybe four groups of 20 people.
Was it a race type thing?
No, we were just working out. It's a charity workout.
Got it.
So Sam was in your group?
We were together some, but in the lifting group, I don't think so. I don't know, our group is pretty big. Eddie, you Sam in our group?
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I never worked out with Sam. I didn't spot Sam or anything.
Huh? Running it was? Yeah. Oh, and then Sam and I stood together while they were doing the stuff at the end. And just kind of caught up, but I don't... Sam's such a normal dude. If you just wouldn't have been like a psychotic weirdo to him, you'd probably be friends with him.
I know, he's really cool. My wife talked to him more than I did when I was in Vegas.
No, I know, but you just have made it such a deal that you're like obsessed with him. And I think had you not led with that, he's like such a normal, nice guy that you probably, because you're awesome. We all love you and you're really a great friend, a great person. I think you guys would be friends, but I just think it was just not the wrong foot. It was the stalker foot.
I'm just dug in on being obsessed with him.
I know. And just even saying that, you know?
Obsessed with him.
Yeah. Why? There's no going back from that.
You're right.
I could say, oh, yeah, I'll keep it cool. But when I went backstage in Vegas and saw him, dude, I freaked out for 3 minutes. There was no keeping it cool.
But why?
I don't know. That's just, that was my reaction. Mm-hmm. It wasn't scripted. It was nothing. There was no cameras rolling. I went nuts. I went ballistic on the guy.
At least you know who you are.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know you are. Ballistic. Well, anyway, Sam's awesome. Eddie, who was your A-lister that you saw?
Well, you ruined it. It's Sam Hunt.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's...
Isn't that crazy?
No.
Wait,
why?
You saw him at the same thing?
No, this was at a public gym. Oh. Not the top of the parking garage. That was separate.
It makes sense because I know... Yeah.
It was wild, dude. And
why does it make sense? Hold on, Bobby.
Because I know where Sam works out.
So where was Eddie working
Eddie
out?
Eddie works on a place?
Yeah. On my off days. You know what I'm saying? Just keep the reps going.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It doesn't.
Don't worry about it, man.
So anyway. Eddie now has a gym membership to go work out.
I've always had a gym
Eddie's
membership.
Always had this membership.
And I never use it until recently.
It doesn't matter. We've walked down a trail that's a bit confusing for everybody now.
I'm so confused.
But yes, Sam's such a normal dude. He just works out with people.
Crazy, man. And Nashville's so cool. They don't bother anyone.
Right.
Like, it's great.
Correct.
No one bothers me. We don't bother them.
Why would somebody bother you?
I'm just saying nobody bothers anyone.
I know, exactly. Why would somebody bother you? I don't know. If somebody was going to bother
they
you.
They want
to
use the Olympical?
Hey, sir, excuse me. You're sweating all over that.
Right.
You mind wiping that up? Maybe that would be it. That's funny. Okay. Well, thanks, Eddie, for that.
Yeah, man.
Couple.
Wait, so who's Amy's?
Oh, it was Justin Timberlake.
That's huge.
Yeah, that's huge.
He wasn't at my gym.
Yeah, I was just surprised that he was at a gym.
Here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, was it Quantum?
According to my friend.
I don't care which one. I don't know Justin Timberlake.
I don't think it was Quantum. I think it was like a Lifetime, maybe?
Yeah, and Lifetime has pickleball courts here, too. I have a few titles that I own here. And like Diplo will work out. There's some... Wallen was going there for a while.
The DJ?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Does he live here?
Just who?
Diplo.
No, but he's here a lot. He's here a lot. You know what I saw on the flight the other day? There was Julia Michaels.
Oh, yeah. She was a big workout girl.
No, you're thinking that's not Julia Michaels.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, from Biggest Loser.
No,
She has all those products.
I'm not talking about Julia. I'm talking about Julia Michaels, the singer, the songwriter.
Got it. Who am I thinking of then?
You're thinking Jillian Michaels. Jillian.
Oh, okay.
Julia is what I'm thinking of.
There we go. More confusing stuff.
28% of us wake up before our alarm. Just around the room here in the morning, do you wake up before your alarm goes off? Amy.
No, my alarm wakes me.
Lunchbox.
Only if I had to pee.
Just generally, your alarm does wake you up?
Oh, yeah.
Eddie?
No waking up.
As of late, yes. Say in the last, 6 months.
Oh, hey, yeah. That's a big size. Sample there.
Yeah, I wake up.
Why?
That means you're getting older.
I would say about 30 minutes before my alarm goes off, and I just kind of stare at the clock.
What?
Ugh.
And then get up. I don't know.
I don't think I've had my alarm clock wake me up in at least a year. Year and a half.
Wow. You guys need help.
Yeah, this is
strong. I do. Mine is, I think, stress. Like, I'm just so obsessed with not being late and make sure I get everything done. I usually wake up an hour before my alarm goes off. On the weekends, I don't set an alarm, so it's not like I wake up, because I don't do that.
But do you still wake up early?
Then I'd like to, yes, but I can still sleep. If I have nothing, I can sleep. Like, I slept really good on Saturday night into Sunday, probably like 9 hours. Would never do that on a weekday, because I got to get this, got to get that, got to be sure to be there for this. Little self-imposed stress sleeping.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I never go to an alarm. Like this morning, I probably woke up an hour and 20 minutes before my alarm. And I also know I'm not going to get back to sleep. And so I just get up.
You get up, start your day?
Just get up and start going with the dogs. It takes me 15 minutes so to get all the dog stuff done in the morning. Get them up, feed them, get them outside. So quicker I get that done, quicker I can start on the show. Mike D will know if I'm going to come in half, just in complete disassociation, because if he gets an email like 2:30 in the morning from me, he's like, oh God, it's going to be a crazy day.
Mike, give us a heads up when he does that.
I'm never in a bad mood because of it.
I'm just saying, like, we have that text thread without you.
Where you all talk crap about me?
No, we don't talk crap
about
you.
Yeah, I hate that thread. Maybe I'm on there as a secret name you guys don't even know.
Ooh, maybe.
I'm waiting to inherit my mom's superpower.
Of?
She never used an alarm. She would just tell herself before she went to bed what time to wake up. And she would wake up.
That's pretty crazy.
God, that would never.
Yeah. It's like a ninja. Two things I wish I could do that a ninja would do. One, wake up whenever they want. And two, shove their balls inside of their body to eliminate vulnerability.
Excuse me?
All right, moving on. So.
Okay.
That's what they would do.
Yeah, yeah.
So I heard. So, right, if a ninja, you're going to beat up a ninja, fight a ninja. What do you do to any man? You go to his vulnerable spot. You kick him in the balls. Mm. You can't if his balls are pushed up into his body.
Interesting.
So I heard that ninjas could push their nuts into their body. And I've tried. It don't feel good.
Hmm.
I always quit before I actually get to that point.
Stop.
But that'd be pretty cool. Mr. Beast turned down a trip on that Titanic, that submersible boat, the Titanic submersible that goes under.
Really?
Yeah, and there have been a few people now say they've turned it down. I guess the guy was really looking at one for press. I mean, look, it's like Bezos, right? He likes to take famous people on the rocket ship because he wants people to care about the rocket ship. People also pay a lot of money for it, but I think this guy was doing that a little bit too. But Mr. Beast is one of the people who came out. James Cameron, too, was like, we could have told you this was going to happen. The Navy also said they heard it explode way earlier than...
Really?
Than, yeah. Like when they looked back, they heard a... that they thought was it hours and hours and hours, maybe days before we knew. So, yeah, the Ocean Gate submarine tragedy. I tell you, I just don't feel like the jokes and the memes are there yet. Mm-mm. Or maybe they'll ever, and people, I mean, there are jokes and memes all over the place.
About the,
wow.
Really? Mm. Well, that's not good.
I'm glad I haven't seen that. That's horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I don't know. I'm never offended by a joke. I just choose not to look at it anymore. I don't want to waste my energy there on being offended by something, especially if somebody's not getting hurt, like an animal or a human or somebody not being able to eat. But I don't like it. And mostly, most dark stuff, I'm like, oh, that I get why that's funny.
Sure.
Even if it's not funny, I'm like, oh, I get why that's funny. I don't like the jokes about this one yet.
I think people just
I don't know if ever, I probably won't ever, but yeah.
People just have a hard time, like, just putting themselves in a situation. Well, like, if that was your family.
It seems fictional.
Right, I understand.
It's not real. It's like how you can make fun of people, celebrities, or it's how you can go after people on social media because it doesn't seem real. Even though they are real. You don't really feel like you're affecting anything because you don't really know them. You can't touch them.
But if we did think that that's real and like put yourself in that situation, I think everybody would skip the memes.
Yeah. Anyway, the Mr. Beast. By the way, this dude, aside from the Titanic story, because yes, he talked about it. And the three things I wanted to mention was that James Cameron going no chance. And they showed James Cameron's. He paid like $10 million to make his. He's got the deepest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it is layered with all this technology and equipment, and I don't know, it's got a bunch of lights in it, so I just assume it's super cool and super safe. It's because but then you get in this guy's, looks like a tin can, the one that,
yeah,
like they're just sitting in there with a tin can in a tin can.
Did you see that demonstration of a Coke can and kind of what happened when it? That's what I've seen online. Like, it's a quick little video of the scientist showing how a Coke can goes into the water. I don't know how it, but it just completely like implodes, like instantly.
Because of
and
the air pressure?
Demonstrating what happened potentially to that.
The dumbest people are those like, you're going to tell me a boat, like the Titanic could be on the bottom and it wouldn't explode, but this thing explodes. There's a conspiracy. No, it's the air pressure. Mm-hmm. When the Titanic sank to the bottom, there was no air pressure. Yes.
That's why it sank.
Yeah. People on Twitter really go, okay. Yeah. Mr. Beast, whose real name is Jimmy Donaldson, has the second most subscribed channel overall with 162 million subscribers.
Dang.
Wow. Who's number one, though? Is there a YouTube?
I think he's coming from another country.
Oh, yeah? He's one of the 10 highest paid YouTubers, having an estimated net worth of $500 million. He says he spends $5 million a month to make his videos.
That's quite the investment.
He gained significance to his YouTube channel, which features attention-grabbing videos of extreme challenges, stunts, and philanthropic activities. His initial focus was on gaming and commentary, but then he started doing widespread, large-scale donations. He has made the most of his money through YouTube and his Beast apparel. I don't know. I like Mr. Beast. I don't know really anything about him. I just see him doing stuff.
What's the apparel? Like, is there a logo that we would recognize?
Yeah, the Beast logo.
The Beast logo.
Just like a beast?
Dude, I don't know. But I do like him because he's such a normal-looking dude. I would not recognize that logo. I've never seen it before in my life. Looks like one of Thundercats.
Like candy bars, too.
He does?
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, he's just a normal-looking dude. No model or anything. And he seems to, like, care. And if he does or not, who cares? As long as stuff's happening. It's like he donates a car to that waitress and everybody got mad because it has a logo on it. Who gives a crap? She can use the car. I don't care if I what. I take that every day. All day. So there's that.
Yeah, there was a truck where I grew up that was like sitting outside a convenience store. And it was brand new. And they said, if you win the lottery, like the grand prize, you win this truck too. And it had the logo on it. Dude, that truck stayed in front of that store for like 20 years. It was an old car by the time they gave it away, I think. Or if they ever gave it away.
Because nobody won it?
No, nobody ever won it.
Eesh. The viral dog nanny job posting that we talked about with the $127,000 a year salary got yanked because there were too many applicants.
What?
You're going to pay me $127,000 to watch a dog? Can you imagine the people? Of course.
Everyone.
Everyone will want that job. That's crazy. But yeah, they had to pull it because so many people wanted it. The ad, which since has been deleted, was shared 2 weeks ago. And then once it became a news story, it went from like 30 to 2,000 people applying for it. Imagine having to go through those applications.
Man.
Ray, would you let me know when my 11 o'clock meeting is here?
Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you.
Just got here.
Really?
Okay. What? Oh, really? I don't know what this meeting is, but you got to like that.
What's going down?
Got here early.
6 minutes early.
What's going down? Just business, man, making business deals. Making money.
Got him.
Who you meeting with?
Another broker?
Somebody you stock ain't. Broker.
Who you obviously I am.
Who you meeting with?
People.
Yeah?
Yeah, 4:30.
Oh, we got to meet at 4:30?
You do not. Really? Nobody says a meeting at 4:30.
You do if you want to cancel last minute.
You do if you have to go home and take a nap.
4:30.
Who's your meeting with at 4:30?
People.
Okay. You don't have to tell me. I really don't care. I just don't want to put their business out there.
But okay, yeah. I don't want to put your... If you don't want to put their business, I won't put their business either.
Is it a work meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you keep trying to hold your smile back?
I mean, what...
Where is your meeting?
At a restaurant?
You know.
At 4:30.
What restaurant, man?
Happy
Luby's?
Hour?
Not tell. No, not Luby's.
Mm-hmm. What's yours about?
Business. Businessman making business. Getting dressed trying up? To get that money.
Are you going to get dressed up?
Yeah.
Such a liar.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. I will tell you mine. You tell me yours.
All right.
Because I just want to know yours. Sponsorships.
Go ahead. Sponsor. That's one nugget. Go ahead.
Sponsorship.
No.
He just repeats it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, maybe not sponsorship, maybe partnership.
Mine's brand deals.
Yeah.
That's okay, similar. Okay.
No, that's what I'm saying, partnership.
Brand deals. Interesting.
The same thing?
For like...
That's why I don't understand what a brand deal, what you mean by that.
Just, why don't you tell me who yours is? I'll tell you more about mine if you tell me yours.
Well, you can just tell me, you know, because then once I tell you, you just be like, I'm done. Okay. I mean, I know how you play your games.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, y'all.
Yeah.
Hey, Lunchbox, when you have your...
We just keep doing this.
When you have your meetings, like, is it weird to eat? Do you eat first and talk business, or do you talk business during the meal?
Oh, you eat and talk business.
Same time?
Really? Yeah.
There's no way you do
I'm
that.
I'm a big hater of eating and having business.
Right. And the way Lunchbox eats, have you ever seen him kill a basket of chips? Mm. Oh, dude. It's like that chips and salsa will be gone in 30 seconds. Mm. So there's no way he's going to be like, so my business idea.
What's your specifics in? I'll give you more of my specific sports.
Restaurant.
The restaurant?
Okay, you just said you were going to a restaurant.
Yeah.
You're going to buy the restaurant?
No.
You're just going to eat at it.
Not just eat, and talk, business.
Okay. I've told you mine's a sports brand sponsorship deal. That's what literally the meeting's about.
No, I know. And I just
so what's yours?
I just told you a partnership, restaurant.
Okay. Why are you talking in...
like I'm talking like you talk.
No. Mine is a meeting with somebody who has a sports-based company who wants to talk about future brand deals with me and sponsorship deals.
Okay. And so I am going to a restaurant... that is talking about maybe a partnership with me.
With what?
Another restaurant?
Hello. Hey, come eat at our restaurant.
Oh, so you're going to be like do commercials for them.
I'm starting to
a partnership.
Him.
No.
That's a partnership. Is that what it's called?
So you're going to read commercials for a client.
Maybe.
Okay, that's all you had to say. You're meeting with a client about reading commercials. I thought was you're investing in a restaurant. That's what you made it sound like.
Oh, yeah. No.
Partnership is that.
I thought we were meeting about my chicken.
Eddie are eating.
I don't remember that
partnership.
Meeting.
I would have thought you would be doing something and then have a piece of their business. That's your partner's.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not it.
No.
Oh, that's still cool though. You're going.
Yeah.
Trying to make that money.
Yeah.
4:30.
So everybody that scoffed at me.
Nobody scoffed.
No, he did. No one schedules a meeting for 4:30.
No, that's pretty funny though. 4:30. A 4:30 dinner meeting is funny. But that being said, it makes sense. I didn't scoff at you.
I know.
I gave you the respect trying to figure out what it was. That's what
I'm saying. Like, you guys, I say things and you scoff, so whatever. You don't believe me. I don't care.
I talk to you like a peer.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Peter.
Yeah. Peer to peer.
It's peer to peer.
Yeah.
All right.
You just lie so much, man.
He does lie.
There was no, when did I lie?
You lie all the time.
Name one lie.
Oh, man. Can't do it on the spot.
Exactly.
Paddle boat.
Okay, that's a good
one.
Hey, the ghost that threw you in the closet.
That's not a lie. Let's talk about lies. I want to donate a kidney. That's a lie.
I never said
that's a freaking lie.
I said I've thought about donating a kidney.
And you've never had the opportunity?
There's still
and
time.
I would like
wait,
to
have
do
you,
that
have
someday.
You had the opportunity?
Well, I mean, I don't
have
know.
You been
don't
tested?
Lie. Don't lie right now.
Like, I mean, I did get a DM.
Thank you. I got receipts.
I did get a DM, but I don't know if I'm a match. And I just don't know enough about it yet.
So, but you don't know, and then you don't know. But how do you start to know, do you think?
As when I say, you know what, I'm ready to do it.
Then or you just go learn before you even say you're ready to do it.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm so not close to doing it. But I'd like to do it someday.
Yeah,
how
I'd like
awesome.
To grow wings out of my butt and fly out of here too.
Stop it. No, but you don't.
But I would like that a lot. Wouldn't you guys think it'd be fun if you grow wings out of your butt and fly?
But that's not realistic.
Hey, Eddie would like to give $1,000 tip to a waitress.
Someday, if I'm ever a billionaire, that's what I want to do.
Only a billionaire?
Why did you be a billionaire to do that?
Because that's what they do.
What about if you're a millionaire?
Yeah.
How many millions?
You could do it.
Multi or one? 1 million, you go broke that way.
5 million.
Yeah.
And 5 million liquid, not just in assets.
5 million liquid, and I would do it probably once every 2 months.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes. Because that's so awesome, dude. To leave a tip like that changed
you're
somebody's
just saying,
life.
Yes. I hear you, and you're very passionate about it. But this
right
is what
now,
you do.
If I did that, my wife would be like, what are you doing? Like, oh my gosh, we need
okay,
that money.
Right now, could you tip $100?
Yes.
Every 2 months?
I could probably do it twice a year.
Have you?
I've done it. Yes.
Twice a year.
Where's this math coming from? You're just let me think about it. Twice a year.
I've done it twice a year.
I have
so
to
we
go.
Find out who the liar is.
I'm going to go to this meeting. Well, I mean,
you both
do your own. Eddie's is more of an embellishing fantasy, and Lunchbox is a pure lie, but you both lead us down roads sometimes that we're like, how do we get here?
What's your agent's name?
Jackson Hughes.
Okay, listen.
There we go. No further questions, Your Honor.
Do you really have a meeting today?
How many times am I to say it? Like, I don't understand.
Mostly it's because, it's like, just because.
I just don't understand.
You constantly make up stuff about your business deals, but
it's sort of like, it's sort
I do
like
believe when, you have a meeting today.
It's sort of like when we did the segment about the last time we cried. You guys called me a liar.
No, we didn't.
You
came out
a liar.
No, it's been, Eddie and I talked about this after the show. You came out, it just out of nowhere and it's super serious, and I did, and I respected you.
Yeah.
But they were like, are you kidding? Because you kid so much that they thought you were kidding again.
I don't know. I just don't understand. Like, you ask a question, I answer it, and then you you call me a liar. So it's like, okay, then okay, I'm a liar. Well, like, what?
How many chicks do you think you've hooked up with in your life?
Oh, at least 100.
Lies.
Over 100.
See, he's lying again.
Okay.
He's lying.
What do you mean hooked up? You did not. Hold on.
You were not on 6th Street with me, dude. Like, you were not there. You should have checked out that house. I mean, it was like coming through.
How many chicks?
It was like a train station, turnstile.
Let me just, okay. Let me just say this. How many ladies do you think you had full intercourse with?
Oh, probably at least 100.
Oh, my gosh. He's lying.
Just a liar.
Okay.
There's no way.
Dude. All
right. Now we're making Bobby late for his meeting.
Yeah,
I got to go.
But it's a great conversation.
It is. I got to go.
I mean,
all right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. By the way, there are still some tickets to some of these shows. Some of them sold out, but there are like 20 tickets to the whole theater in Wichita, at least on Saturday. BobbyBones.com. Tampa looked to be sold out except for singles. There are just single tickets left in the theater. Nashville, just single seats. It's good. Virginia Beach, just single seats. DC, Louisville, there's still some tickets in Las Vegas. BobbyBones.com. Come to the show. Comedically inspirational. I got to go. Have a great meeting today.
Thank you. You too, man. Good luck.
Close that deal.
I will close that deal.
Get it and get that money. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm trying to do.
Eat that paper.
I mean, I just made up a meeting out of nowhere, but.
He doesn't have a meeting.
Oh my gosh. See,
you just
are you being sarcastic? I can't tell.
All right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on KindSnacks.com today.